A top Vatican official has called for greater freedom for the church in Cuba to carry out its mission to the benefit of all people in the Caribbean island nation. Archbishop Claudio Chailly, head of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, visited Cuba during the first week of November, meeting with local bishops and laypeople, as well as with the government officials in charge of the state-run media. On his return to Rome, the Archbishop told me he was surprised and inspired to see just how much the Church is able to do despite the severe restrictions it faces.
It was my first visit to Cuba. I spent a very nice day talking with the bishops who were gathering for their assembly. And for sure we were talking about communication. The bishops were quite interested in knowing what we did in our assembly of the council and to know exactly also some actual reflections of the Church and of the Holy See about the presence of media in the modern world and the activity of the Church itself. And afterwards I spent almost 2 days with people, lay people, coming from all the dioceses of Cuba. And with them we were talking about the presence of the Church in this field. I was deeply surprised and pleased because I realized that all these people were so happy to belong to the Church. And they were experiencing and they were expressing with joy this communion with the Holy Father and the Universal Church. You know, considering their situation in the country, for them was very positive and a source of happiness to see that somebody from the Holy See was among them. And we were talking, we were planning, we were considering what it is possible to do for the future. I was accustomed to say that I was surprised how, with some small things or little things, they are doing miracles, because really the actual situation of the country does not allow them to have great possibilities. But what they have in their hands is fully used to express, to communicate the Word of God, a reflection on social development also. So really, I'm coming back from Cuba full of hope and happy for what they do and how they do. With the local authorities, I was received by the supreme authority of radio and television in Cuba, by the vice minister of communication. And it was a really, I would say, a cordial meeting. But at the same time, we were talking in a frank way. This is why I was expressing a wish that to the Church is allowed, is permitted, to have a normal access to the media.
At the present time, the Church has almost no access to the state media, does it?
They have a very limited access. It means that after the visit of Pope John Paul II in 1998, there was an improvement. It means that now every bishop is allowed to talk on the radio 3 times a year during 15 minutes. It means that in a year, a bishop is allowed to talk 45 minutes to the people. And it's a pity, because I think that the Church today has the possibility not only to announce the gospel, but also to express human values so necessary for the good development of the Cuban population.
What kind of response did you get from the government when you were making these requests?
As I was saying, the atmosphere was cordial. We were talking around 2 hours, and the atmosphere was really cordial. They told me that they will consider what I was asking from them. You saw, for example, the same access to internet is limited only to the bishops. but they cannot use a broadband. They don't have a satellite access. They requested it already, since already many months, but until now, no response. And so in this dialogue with the authorities, I was expressing really the wish that such an access to the media is normalized. I don't expect a full freedom, but a more decent access, because I consider that really the church can give a great contribution to the welfare of the people and to the better social development of the country.
The church is allowed to carry out its normal activities within the churches, but does it have any freedom to carry out any other kind of pastoral ministry? Is it able to speak out on human rights, for example?
There are many limitations. The church, I think that really in a wonderful way they are doing what it is they are allowed now to do. But certainly there are improvements. I heard that the dialogue and the atmosphere of the dialogue is more relaxed now.
With the government.
With the government, for sure. But until now, many aspects of the life of the church are under control. And so the church doesn't enjoy full freedom in its activity. So we need more time, I think.
What is the most important way that the Universal Church or the churches in the West can support the people there in Cuba?
As I was telling you, what I was experiencing in dealing with the people during these 2 days of working together, I realized that they were so happy for their belonging to the church and in feeling in deep communion with the Universal Church. I consider that it would be good if the particular churches can offer to the church in Cuba signs of communion, of closeness, of understanding, because really they need it a lot.
Were you able to talk at all about the politics and the lifting of the embargo with the government?
No, certainly that the local authorities were stressing that some problems, economical problems, but also some other problems, are the consequence of an embargo. I was recalling to them the position of the Holy See, which was expressed on many occasions, because we consider that the embargo is creating more difficulties to the local population. I think that we must reconsider such a policy, because I think that new perspectives can favor other developments and a better situation for the local population, for sure.
You saw signs of great difficulty and great poverty, didn't you?
I was deeply moved by what a lady told me, because they were telling me very clearly that the suffering of a woman is to know or to see what to give to eat every day to the family, because there are some difficulties. Not every day some part of the food are available, for example. And so really families are perceiving such a situation. And I feel, you know, the people, they were expressing it in a very frank way, I would say. So I think that who is in charge of taking decisions, they have to reconsider it, I think.
Thanks there to Archbishop Claudio Celi, President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.